Good morning, everybody. Can I remind you to avoid any embarrassment to set your mobile phones on silent, please, or switch them off. Thank you on behalf of Pauline, Pam and the family for coming here today to share in this remembrance service for Muriel, who is now at home with the Lord as of Wednesday the 6th of March, aged 96 years. We give God thanks for Muriel's life and for our own precious memories of her. Pauline is here today in the back hall, and the family especially thank Pauline for her faithful care to both Mum Muriel and Dad Alf over many years. The following words of Scripture, Paul to the Ephesian church, are words of exhortation which Muriel clearly followed. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Let us stand and sing together after the introduction, the first hymn in the order of service, When This Passing World Is Done. Let's stand to sing.
When this passing world is done,
when has sunk the radiant sun,
when I stand with Christ on high,
looking o'er life's history,
then, Lord, shall
Oh,
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your presence with us at this remembrance service for Muriel Evans. We give you thanks for her life and what she meant to all of us. We pray for Pauline, Pam, and all the family as we mourn and grieve together. We pray in this short service as we reflect on who Muriel was, that we will clearly see and look upon the face of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Maker and Creator, whom you gave for us all. Jesus is the one who came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. We thank you that Muriel served you. Speak to our hearts today, Lord, as we listen to your word and reflect on Muriel's life as a child and woman of God. Help the family through this day and in the days to come, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Muriel's great-granddaughter, Erin, is now going to come up and read Psalm 91. Thank you, Erin.
Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation.
Thank you very much, Erin, for reading that lovely psalm full of lovely promises for the child of God. Now I'd like to invite Gary, Muriel's grandson, to come up and read the eulogy. Thank you, Gary.
On behalf of the family, I'd like to start by thanking you all for coming today, especially those who've travelled a long distance to be here. I'd also like to thank Norman for kindly agreeing to take the service today. Muriel was born on the 19th of August 1927 in Worcester and was the youngest child to Harry and Elsie Stockley. She had a very happy childhood and was really proud of her dad, who worked as a joiner. She loved telling people how he sometimes plied his trade inside the beautiful Worcester Cathedral, and that it was always her dad they asked for to carry out any repair work, as his joinery skills were second to none. Muriel loved to accompany him to the cathedral and always enjoyed climbing the many stairs to the very top. Muriel also loved her siblings, Doris and Roland, and would often tag along with her brother whenever the chance arose. She initially attended the Church of England, and one day Roland announced that a team was coming to hold services for a week at the railway mission in Worcester. Roland told Muriel of his intention to go, and she happily accompanied him. It was at one of these services where Muriel gave her heart to the Lord, and she decided to make the railway mission her regular place of worship. She made many friendships there, a number of which lasted a lifetime. 1945 saw Roland called up for national service, and when he was due to return home on leave, he brought with him a friend whose parents had died while he was serving abroad. Muriel, of course, went to the station to welcome home her beloved brother, but when her eyes met those of his friend, it was literally love at first sight. In his biography, Alf says how when he first laid eyes on Muriel, he suddenly went off his food for the first time in his life. After a few days, Roland and Alf's leave had come to an end and it was time for them to return to the army. Within the next 2 weeks, Alf wrote to Muriel with a proposal of marriage, and within 1 month of meeting for the very first time, they got engaged and were married less than a year later. They then enjoyed almost 70 very happy years together as husband and wife. In 1949, their family increased when Pauline was born, and then in 1952, it was complete with the arrival of Pam. They settled in Oldham from 1947 to 1955, and their desire to serve the Lord full-time was realized when Alf joined the Royal National Mission to deep-sea fishermen in Grimsby. They spent 7 happy years there, and then in 1962, following Alf's accident, the family moved north to Fraserburgh. Alf and Muriel fell in love with the Northeast and the people there who made them so very welcome. The Broch was to be their home for the rest of their lives. Muriel was adored by all our family, the most gentle, kind, caring, lovable lady you could ever meet. She never forgot a birthday, always knew when grandchildren had exams or job interviews, and was always delighted to see them as they made regular visits to Northern Court. Another highlight of the week were the regular visits from the family dogs, Dougal, Charlie, and Bramble, who all got very excited at the words, "Are you going to see Granny?" Although the biscuits they got upon arrival might have had something to do with their enthusiasm. In her later years, Muriel developed dementia, but thankfully she always recognised our family, only occasionally getting the names of our great-grandchildren mixed up. Her dementia meant that during every visit, she told the same stories, even though the family had heard them many times before. There were two tales in particular that she loved to share. The first was when she was a teenager. She'd washed her hair and decided to speed up the drying process by putting her head inside a gas oven. Thankfully, her mother caught her before any damage was done, and Muriel often recalled the exact words her mother used at the time. "My girl, what on earth do you think you're doing?" Another favourite was when her dad found a baby rabbit as he was cycling home from work. He put it in his pocket, and after arriving home, he asked Muriel to put her hand in his pocket to see what was there. She was delighted with her new pet, and when it sadly died some years later, she told of how her dad had made a little coffin and that they held a funeral service for the rabbit, led by Brother Roland. The rabbit was duly buried along with a sprig of holly, which eventually grew into a large holly bush. Muriel always made everyone laugh with some of the things she said and did. She sometimes used the phone to try and change the TV channel, and even answered the remote control when the phone rang. Luckily, she always laughed with us and said that as long as she made us laugh, she was happy. She will be sorely missed, but we know she is in a far better place, and we thank God for the privilege we had of having her in our lives. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Gary, for sharing some reflections on Muriel, which of course can go on and on. It's difficult to shorten these things. When I visited the family last week, they told me that Alf had written a book, or at least he'd written a lot of diaries, which Pam then faithfully typed up and into a book with some lovely family photographs. And it's called "Hitherto Hath the Lord Helped Us, An Account of My Life" by Alfred Evans. Now, I haven't read through the whole book yet. It's quite a big book, but I've dipped in and out of it over the last week, and it's worth a read. So when I hand my copy back to Pam, I'm sure there'll be fights to try and get a hold of this book. And I've also recorded some radio reflections called Pause for Thought. And I found a copy of this CD. It's a double CD. A few weeks ago, and started listening to them again. So, John, I don't know if it's something we could upload into the church website or somewhere where folks can get the benefit of them. Really are lovely thoughts. But when Gary said Alf went off his food at the first sight of Muriel, I don't think you realise how big a miracle that is. One of the chuckles that I had when I was reading through Alf's book was the amount of times that food is mentioned. And in particular, when he was in Edinburgh, he recalled having a lovely white pudding supper, which was delicious. And he thanked the Lord for his food. But you know, he obviously went off his food at first sight. It was love at first sight with Muriel. Now, my morning devotional reading this morning on March the 14th was entitled Exemplary Commitment. And let me read the final paragraph to you, which I think sums up Muriel and it sums up Alf. Although we may feel that our lives are simply routine, we can always seek God in the ordinary. In the most mundane moments, he will forge our character so that we too can become people of courage in all circumstances. God is not looking for giants through whom to achieve his plans. He is looking for ordinary people who are prepared to trust him, step out in faith, and courageously obey. There is nothing to stop you being that person today. A fitting summary of Muriel's life with Alf, and a challenge for us all today. Now I would like to invite Muriel's great-granddaughter Katie to come up and read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Thank you, Katie.
Believers who have died. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
Thank you, Katie. As I said earlier, with Alf Evans going off his food, Alf clearly knew a good wife when he saw one. As Gary did say in the eulogy, within only 2 weeks of setting eyes on Muriel Stockley, for the very first time, Alf had fallen in love and proposed in writing to Muriel. Muriel clearly liked what she saw and gladly accepted. Many of you in the family here today would simply not be here if it were not for this sacred union. Palm summarized her mother in the famous scripture of the God-fearing woman in Proverbs 31, verse 10. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. Muriel was indeed a precious jewel, not just to Alf Evans, but to the Lord himself and to the many people all over who have benefited from Muriel's love and godly character. Muriel has been described by the family as a good listener, an ideal pastor's wife, a lovable lady, and indeed a much-loved mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, relative and friend. All of us here who have come to know Muriel and remember her would wholeheartedly agree. The summary of the God-fearing woman in Proverbs 31 is certainly true of Muriel. A good wife, a good mother, a good woman, and a good friend. The name Muriel in Hebrew, I'm led to believe, means fragrance of God. What a fitting name and true reflection of the atmosphere that Muriel conveyed in her sanctified personality to everyone who knew her and came into contact with her. Of course, to Muriel as well as to Ulf, the name of the Lord Jesus is ultimately most precious. The words in the Song of Songs reflect what Muriel and Ulf thought of Jesus' name as the bride confesses her love in the song's first chapter. How pleasing is your fragrance. Your name is like the spreading fragrance of scented oils. No wonder all the young women love you. Jesus is the name that Muriel honored, praised, served, prayed to, listened to, and loved. I'm sure Ulf would approve of my indulgence and a bit of alliteration here. Muriel and Ulf had a rapid romance, a perfect partnership. They proved faithful friends, loving and lovable, and persistent in prayer. Muriel herself was a worthy woman and a worthy wife. Three women in Scripture spring to my mind out of the many worthy women recorded in the Bible. One has already been mentioned, the God-fearing woman of Proverbs 31. The second woman is Ruth, the Moabitess, described as a worthy woman who found love at first sight in Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, a pointer and link to the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who redeemed the world with his precious blood. He paid the price for your sins and mine. Ruth was found faithful to her mother-in-law, to the God of Israel, and the great statement from Ruth to Naomi, her mother-in-law, a crown jewel of Scripture, if you like, is one that applied to Muriel's marriage to Ulf. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Muriel, like Ruth, was loving, obedient, hard-working, compliant, faithful, and a good listener. Like Ruth of old, Muriel knew hard times, troubles, pain, bereavement, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Yet like Ruth, Muriel knew the Lord God of Israel as Redeemer, Friend, Provider, Almighty El Shaddai, Protector, and Sustainer. The Lord only can do the best of things in the worst of circumstances. Muriel's faith in the Lord, like that of Ruth, shone through and spread the fragrance of God. The third woman is perhaps less well known and not mentioned very much, but no less a radiant, shining light, as her name suggests. Phoebe. The Apostle Paul entrusted the transportation of his letter to the Romans to this woman, Phoebe, who travelled from the port of Kentria, not far from Corinth, to the city of Rome, to the Christians there whom Paul had never met. through this woman's faithfulness, not just to the Roman Christians, but we ourselves, thousands of years later, have the benefit of reading this letter, the pinnacle of Christian teaching. Phoebe must have been a wealthy woman, but the words of the Apostle Paul are what stick in my mind as a reflection of Muriel's help to many. The Apostle Paul says to the Romans of Phoebe, "She has been a helper of many and of myself also." Alf could say that of Muriel in the help Muriel gave her husband. Muriel can say that in the help she received from her family, and vice versa. We can say that in the help we have received from Muriel and the Evans family as a whole. May we, like Muriel, spread the fragrance of God to come to the Saviour Jesus Christ, who invites all to come to him, to be worthy of our calling, worthy of the gospel, worthy of the Lord. May we carry God's words in our hearts and share it with those who need it, as Muriel did. May we be servants of the Lord and his church, as Muriel was. May we be great helpers to as many people as possible, as Muriel was. Let us go and do likewise. Amen. Now, following the interment at Kirkton Cemetery, you are invited to share in refreshments at the Leisure Centre. We're going to sing our second hymn now, and please remain standing for the benediction, but let's stand to sing after the introduction, "In Heavenly Love Abiding." Heavenly Father, we commit into your hands our dear friend and sister Muriel Evans, who is now in your presence, the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for Pauline, Palm, and all the family that they will know your peace, your love, and your comfort in their mourning. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Please be seated.